Welcome to the Tea with Tina, your favorite podcast where we talk all things health, fitness, lifestyle, and maybe a little bit of tea gets spilled. We chat all about this in a super casual environment. So grab your beverage of choice, sit back, relax, and enjoy. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Tea with Tina podcast. You are listening to episode 149. Your metabolism isn't really slow. Now, before you get mad at me, I'm just going to speak the truth, speak the science, and explain to you kind of what's going on, because this is really common, and I feel like the more and more that I'm in the fitness space, what I'm seeing is that the results of, you know, why we may experience something and not put two and two together is usually because what we're experiencing isn't a direct cause of something, but it's more so an indirect cause that, you know, you wouldn't necessarily be able to point out unless you really analyzed it. And I've seen this in a lot of instances of things. So I'm going to explain that to you today, and it's going to be really eye-opening, but the good news is there is a lot of great fixes, a lot of easy fixes to your solution, okay? So let's dive in. Okay, so your metabolism isn't really slow. There was a scientific study that recently came out within the past year or two, I believe. And basically, to save you the boring details, they discovered that there really isn't a significant decline in your metabolism. It's very subtle. Like, you're talking like 0.5% or something very insignificant. And really, it doesn't start truly declining until after your 60s. Ouch. Okay. But what have we traditionally seen, right? It seems like kind of once you hit like 25, 30, it's like things, quote unquote, start going downhill. But why is this? Well, if we look at things, I will tell you that the reason things seem to go downhill is more so a matter of lifestyle. And let me explain it to you. So, excuse me. I want you to experience or picture your life. And yours may be different, but I'm just going to kind of give you the generic life of the average person, right? So, as a child, you know, you may be running around, playing with your friends, maybe your parents enrolled you in sports, you know, you're going around, you're being active, you can eat whatever you want, it's cool. I will say, metabolically, it seems like when we grow, as we're developing, we can get away with eating more because everything in our body's kind of on overdrive and we need that extra food to grow. Like, look at us as babies when we can eat like the crazy, or boys going through puberty, they can eat like crazy, right? Then in high school, you know, we might continue to pursue hobbies and sports, even into college. But what tends to happen in college, right? We see that freshman 15. Why is that? Well, usually what happens is we're stuck studying long nights, not getting sleep, eating crappy meals from our dorms, like microwave meals or whatever they're serving, like greasy stuff. And that would make sense as to why we're gaining weight, right? It's not like our metabolism. It's our lifestyle that lowers our metabolism, okay? But okay, skip to the college because that's like quote-unquote normal. Now, you know, we're out of college, then we get married, we kind of settle down, and we have kids. And then we gain weight. And then we just kind of keep gaining weight until old age, right? Well, this again more so happens because of lifestyle. Because what happens when we're older? I mean, when you have kids, when you're married, you know, even just being married, you can just get more comfortable. Maybe you guys go out to eat more. Maybe you stop working out because, you know, you found a partner, so you don't feel the need to impress somebody anymore. So you're just like, well, I'm going to chillax a little bit. So you just watch, you know, shows on Netflix and you go out to eat or order a pizza. Like, yeah, you're going to be eating crabbier, moving less, thus gaining weight. Same things happens with kids. For females, I mean, after having a child, that can kind of mess up our hormones a little bit. Who knows if we have enhanced cravings during that time, which causes us to gain a little bit of weight because we might be eating a little bit more. And then after having a kid, you could have postpartum depression. You could be dealing with some internal muscular issues that maybe prevent you from working out. And let's be real, in general, the average adult doesn't have a really good workout routine. We're not really educated in that. Like, aside from you being in sports, like, once your sports routine is over, it's like trying to have an everyday like workout routine is like unheard of, it seems like, for the most part. Or if you do, it's very, you know, what's available to you on the market is kind of unhealthy. You know, they'll have you doing hours of cardio or eating some trendy fad diet. And like I said, there's nothing really there for the average person. So a lot of it comes from lack of education as well. But then we look maybe from the male aspect of things and the female. You know, maybe your kids are a little bit older now, so you don't have to worry about necessarily taking care of a new baby. But, you know, you're lugging them to all their sports and activities. And, like, by the end of the day, the last thing you want to do is go work out. So you're just laying on the bed doing nothing. You know, you're making your kids sandwiches and eating some of their food or eating leftovers that they don't eat, which might be a little bit more processed. Or you're eating that in addition to your other foods. So, you know, we can see there's kind of this trend. And then by the time that the kids are old enough to go on their own and do their own thing, you're so out of a routine, you have no desire to start up a routine again, that you're just kind of stuck in this cycle. So it's funny as I talk about this, because this kind of comes back to the root thing that I teach in my coaching, which is no matter what, there's gonna be shit that happens in life. And that's not an excuse to stop working out or being healthy or just having healthy habits in general. And referring back to my injury, where I was working through an injury that pretty much prohibited me from doing everything, I still focused on my diet and I still focused on doing at least like yoga and stretching and walking. You know, I take walks outside with my husband, and honestly, I'm grateful for that time because it showed me to kind of pull things back a little bit and focus on some other things. So I can incorporate that into my everyday routine. I don't need to go balls to the walls every day. So, you know, that's kind of the tools that I want to teach you guys and I want to teach my clients, is that, like, through having the baby, through feeling exhausted at the end of the day, through college, through all those things, I want to give you the tools so you'll know how to dial things up, dial things back when it comes to those times. Because a lot of what happens is it's like we start a workout routine or a diet when like nothing's going on in life, or maybe we have a wedding coming up and we just kind of like crash diet because we make it like a fun little activity, but there's just no longevity in it. And like, it's just not being taught. It is not being taught anywhere. It's getting better, but it's just, it's amazing to me to see kind of how it's unfolded over time and seeing like what's out there. So I'm just going to throw this out there. If you're interested in learning those methods, I highly encourage you keep following me, because there's a couple things. You can continue to listen to these podcasts. I'm on like episode 150 now. So you have 150 great episodes to listen to where I kind of talk about incorporating these things to stay healthy over time, no matter what life throws at us. Because number one, we just need to establish some sort of routine. And it's so much easier than you think. If Americans, I say Americans because it's like a lifestyle cultural thing, would just move. If you were to walk like 30 minutes a day, maybe 3 to 5 times a week, okay? And then what if we made the steps to have a more balanced diet? Like, made sure you had protein, a veggie, fruit, less processed foods, cut out any sugary drinks, you know, kind of just cleaned up our diet a little bit. It doesn't even have to be anything crazy. Imagine where you would be. Because I guarantee you 80 to 90% of people aren't even doing that. And it's really sad and it's really scary. But that's kind of why I got into the business of what I do. I want to help those everyday people because it's so simple. It's simple, but it's not easy, right? Like, it's so simple to actually do, but there's a lot of mental roadblocks, a lot of lifestyle roadblocks, a lot of cultural roadblocks in the way. But that's kind of my goal for you, is to help you reframe your mindset to actually be able to do these things and develop a lifestyle that you love. So you can follow me through the podcast. I'm very active on Instagram, always posting stuff on there as well. And if you ever are interested in taking the next step with coaching, I do offer online fitness and nutrition coaching. You can check that out at tinawildfitness.com/work with me. I have a great comprehensive custom workout program. I'm actually just launching my 6-week challenge. That's going to be September 18th in 2023. Sorry if you missed it, if you're listening after the date. But if it's before the date, make sure to hop on the wait list or check my social media, because I'm dropping a lot of like early bird deals and special bonuses and things like that. But that's the perfect low cost option to kind of get your health and fitness jump started. But yeah. And of course, if you want to do one-on-one coaching, you can always apply and we can kind of chat and see what package is best for you and your goals and your budget. So yes, your metabolism is not broken. It's more of lifestyle factors. I hope that kind of got the gears turning in your life. If you're somebody who's struggling to lose weight, I always say, check your foundation first. You know, are you drinking enough water? Are you moving your body regularly? Can you make better choices with your nutrition? You know, are you overeating? Are you not eating enough of the right things? Do you feel like you're binge eating, snacking because you're not eating the right things? There's a lot of things. How's your stress? Are you deficient in anything nutrient-wise? So there's a lot of things that build this foundation. And if we don't have a strong foundation, the rest of it crumbles. So you got to assure that, okay? But I assure you, you're not broken. You can get there. You can optimize your body to lose weight and get a faster metabolism. You won't have to worry about it slowing down till you're about ready to retire, okay? But I hope you found this episode helpful. If you enjoyed it, I would really appreciate it if you shared it with somebody. That just helps more eyes see it, and I'm sure somebody needs to hear this today. But until next time, guys, I hope you have a great rest of your week, and we will chat soon. Bye.